Welcome to the Marketing Wrap. My name is Ahmed Alhouli, and today we have a very special episode. We're going to go deep into Snapchat's Partner Summit and many more things about the latest products that they have released and so on, so on, so on. So let's get straight into it. Snapchat has its first ever Partner Summit in its hometown, Los Angeles. So finally, after 2.5 years of really, I would say in layman terms, taking the high road and saying, you know, our values are hard to copy, so on, so on, our culture, our company, our engineering team, yada, yada, Ivan Spiegel has finally hit back. But there's a couple of issues with this approach. In the last 2.5 years, Zuckerberg has put stories on Instagram, he has put stories on Facebook, he has put stories on WhatsApp, and they've accrued more than 1 billion daily stories. That is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, 1 billion, think of the actual number, 1 billion daily stories users across those three platforms, compared to Snapchat's 186 million daily users. That's almost 10 times. So during this time, Zuckerberg wasn't the only one to try and imitate or copy Ivan Spiegel's company. Many others, well, multiple tech players have tried to come out with their own story, YouTube being one of them, Skype being one of them. So, you know, it did get around a bit. I mean, they've tried. I don't know how successful they've been. But anyway, so Snapchat's finally started this, you can say, sort of movement. It's more like a rallying call for the rest of the web or the social web that's basically scared of being squashed or abolished by Facebook. Because, you know, you got Zuckerberg talking about he's going to have Tinder, he's going to have real estate and air travel and so on and so on. So there are definitely threats there. So what Snapchat's done, it said, okay, no worries. There's so many players that are at risk of being attacked by Facebook. I mean, of course, when we say attack, it doesn't mean that, you know, physically attack them. I mean, it's been a bit literal, but, you know, we don't want things to get out of context. So they said, let's partner up and let's work together. Let's get Snapchat out and about. Since we do stories best, since we've worked it all out, let's give you guys a key. And basically, you have the same facilities, the same features as our Snapchat platform does. So they came together and put something together called the Snapchat kit. It's a new stories kit, and what this kit's going to be is going to be implanted in other apps, and people will be able to view their Snapchat stories or create their stories for those platforms from their Snapchat, from their Snapchat accounts. Now, let's just have a bit of an example. So, for example, one of their key partners is Tinder. So Snapchat's going to allow you to build stories through your Tinder platform. Or I should say the other way around. Tinder's going to allow you to build stories or show your stories on the Tinder platform, which means it's going to make it easy to, you know, look good, put on a few filters, put on a few emojis, you know, just really brighten things up when you're swiping left or right, or when you're looking for that match, or a potential match. So the camera stays inside Snapchat. With these new options, it allows you to share your stories out to the or your story out to these app stories. So that way, Snapchat is sort of building its own native app ecosystem, similar to how Facebook demolished the web with their like button and put their pixels everywhere, basically. One of the key things in this and all this sharing data and sharing platforms is that Snapchat's got a very strong privacy record, and partners are most likely going to be very motivated to work with them and know that the information is safe. So there's no issues about Cambridge Analytica and politics being invaded by other countries, and you know how all the jargon that's been going on recently. So instead of that, it's nice and safe. So basically for Snapchat, they're saving all these platforms time. They're saying to them, look, we've worked it out, it's working, there's millions, hundreds of millions using it, take it, use it, boom, we work together, yada, yada, yada. So it just makes your, you know, it just now, what it really does is that it allows Snapchat to also work on their revenue problem. So this hasn't been published yet, but will be later in the year. So what's going to happen is also there's something called the Snapchat Ad Kit and the Snapchat Audience Network, which is their ad product. What's going to happen is you're going to be able to see Snap ads on these other partner networks, right? Now, it's really good because why? I mean, what it does is it gives them more leverage and it opens up more doors to sort of, you know, push out more ads to more eyes, which is critical when you have an ad platform. You have to try and get as many eyes as possible, have as many distribution channels as you can. I mean, Facebook's got them everywhere and Google's got them everywhere. So this is really good for Snapchat. They build an ecosystem. They build an ad network where they can split revenue with the actual app that they're sharing the ads on, or which I'm not sure of the actual split. We haven't heard much about it, but you know, it's great work. It works. The other thing they also announced is an augmented reality utility platform called Scan and a multiplayer games platform. Now, this multiplayer games platform is really, really interesting because what it's going to do is it's going to allow people in between stories and in between texting on the platform to basically play games. And you can play games against your friends and so on and so on. So it's really, really smart and intelligent. It's a great move by Snapchat because, you know, now you don't have to leave the platform to go play games elsewhere. And they've released a few games and so on and so on. So, you know, they're getting really intelligent. They're getting smarter and things are really progressing well. And they're much better direction. Also, their Bitmoji kit can now be found on Fitbit's smartwatch and your Venmo transactions. And another one is Netflix will also let you share preview images of their shows, movies, whatever, through your Snapchat story. And then you got a new publisher sharing button for the web that will basically let you share articles from the Washington Post and others to your story. So as you can see, they've really expanded their network, and you know they've given those that want it, they've opened their doors to more advertisers on their platform. So interesting times ahead. They're attracting new audiences, they're opening up new doors to ad revenue, and they're innovating and they're keeping people on their platforms longer and longer and longer. And just to finish, before we finish off, just an interesting stat. Even though they've been demolished by Facebook in terms of their stories and so on and so on, but they've still got very strong ground. Listen to this. In the United States, Snapchat now reaches nearly 75% of all 13 to 34 year olds. And they reach 90% of 13 to 24 year olds. In fact, they reach more 13 to 24-year-olds than Facebook or Instagram in the United States, the UK, Canada, and Australia. Said by CEO Ivan Spiegel, reported by TechCrunch. Unbelievable. The engagement rates through those age groups, 13 to 34, is phenomenal. Those percentages are crazy. That spells a bright future for Snapchat. That's the demographics that Zuckerberg hasn't been really able to really target and really monetize on. Ivan's found a way, and he's just found many more ways to keep around with his gaming, with his Bitmojis being their sort of national identity on the web, or the ability to be so. So very bright future. Finally, 2.5 years later, 1 billion daily story users on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram later, we finally have some movement. Their first partner summit. Great times ahead, I hope. I'm a big fan of Snapchat. It's a great platform. It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite platforms. So I'm pretty passionate. Thank you all for tuning into the Marketing Graph. See you all on the next episode.